بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with a number of eulogists and religious poets in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on January 12, 2023. The meeting took place one day before the anniversary of the birth of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha. I saw that, for example, if we place 10 lines of Imam Hussein's supplication for the day of Arafah, or supplication 47 of Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya next to those supplications, we will see these 10 lines have more content and greater spirit than all those supplications have together. Well, these emotional states have also aided the country in sensitive times, one being during the Holy Defense. During the Holy Defense, it was the elegists, the poets, these good poets who were truly able to prepare the atmosphere for the great epic event. I have read this verse of a poem many times in this regard. We warm the lovers with the sharpness of our words. We strike the butterfly like the flame of a candle does. This describes your situation. We strike the butterfly like the flame of a candle does. Elegies played a great role in preparing the hearts and increasing the spirituality of the environment. When sending the members of the besieged and others to the front lines, on the nights of military operations, during the military drills, at dawn, during the burial and funeral processions of the martyrs and the mosques and in Husseiniyas, on the battlefield and everywhere else.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The holiness that was prevalent in the regions where the Holy Defense was going on was unprecedented and has never occurred anywhere in the world at any time in history, apart from the early days of Islam. A major part of it was related to the elegies, and another part of it was related to other factors. It has been the same in the years after the war and up until today. Elegies have played a great role in various situations. During the sedition in 1388, that is, 2009, on the 9th of day of that year, and on various other occasions. I'm repeating these things for you so that as elegists, you can understand your position, what you're doing and what you're capable of doing. This is my intention, thank God. There are many of you as well. When we used to have these meetings in the beginning, only about 100 or 200 people would attend. Today, there are thousands of people across the country who are engaged in the work of reciting elegies and are mastering various techniques for attracting their audiences. This is a great phenomenon that is taking place in the country, and we need to take advantage of it.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. Through all my years, I've been lost. guiding me.